Another Robert E. Callahan story of Indian trails winding from tribe to tribe 100 years ago. The old trapper telling stories of the lone Indian.
Yes, sir, folks, this is the old trapper speaking and telling you a story this time of what the lone Indian told me many years ago. A story about the Mission Indians who lived in Big Bear Valley, California, 124 years ago, and just why they created the bear dance. I am writing this story in the cool, inviting shadows of 16 tall, massive, musical pine trees that form a part of the foreground of the Peter Pan Woodland Club, the old Indian trail 100 years ago, but now a fascinating clubhouse for the modern age. In the wildwood of Bear Valley 100 years ago, the lone Indian found quietude, peace, and health. And how, despite the feeding most people hold for the Indian, tired business and professional men nowadays, the weak and the weary, the flapper and the count, come out to this part of the country seeking rest. Yes, sir, in their hope that life will be full and they will live to a ripe old age as the Indian did. Yes, sir, that's the way they do, but there's a great change has taken place in Bear Valley. A great change, yes, sir. Well, sir, folks, that's just what they're doing these days, a modern age striving to feel as a cowboy, not as the Indian did. But, oh, how different. A few sleepless hours, followed by a night of modern dancing, and we find the businessman, the banker, the flapper, and the maid go native as the Indian did. They throw trousers away, and sometimes more. Then they hike out over the old Indian trail here in Bear Valley to regain lost energy, peace, and the quietude of the mighty forest. Yes, sir, out here in contrast to the modern dance, they find the value of sunshine and hiking over the old Indian trail. And Ted Burr and Ma Hardy, right out here in this beautiful pine forest where I wrote this story, the impending bearskin dance has lured 90% of the clubhouse guests. The bearskin dance, like all Indian dances, has a reason. An annual affair. Long ago, a cold and killing winter found Big Bear Valley 20 feet under snow. Many Indians were on the verge of starvation in those days, but the Indians believed in prayer, and their prayers were answered. Now, not far from where their snowbound camp was in those days, many big bears had a winter cave. After laboring all day and all night for 3 days, the Indians dug a tunnel through the hard-packed snow to Big Bear Cave. One of the Indians, after a hand-to-hand fight, subdued the largest fighting bear, and when winter broke, they were very happy. Yes, sir, with the approach of another winter, though, they laid plans of appreciation for escaping death. Well, sir, I don't know whether you would believe this or not, folks, but 4 young cubs were caught and tied about a huge bonfire in camp. One on the east side of the barn, one on the south side, and another on the north, and then one fire on the west side of the sacred pit. The cubs were placed in this manner in the belief they would keep all snow away should a storm come up during the impending ceremony. Well, sir, each Indian made a costume of bear skin. His moccasin, headgear, ring, and necklace were made of bear skin and bear claws, and they were strung about his neck. Two tiny dried gourd rattlers were wrapped with bear skin were also in each dancer's hand, and the chief, attired in pure white to represent the great snow of winter, emerged from a hut out of bear skin to lead the men in a whirling bear dance. Well, sir, that's just the way they did in those days. And as the bonfire died down, a tiny piece of green hemp and four small strands of fresh bear skin were tied to the last burning log. And the log was treated with bear oil in the belief the fire on that log would keep all evil spirits away. Kind of funny the way the Indians did in those days, but a lot of you folks won't eat meat on Friday, and a lot of you won't walk under a ladder, so you ain't got much on the Indian. Well, the fresh skin and green hemp of the Indian there would keep the fire from kindling again. And now the chief would come forth to cut a small brand in the left ear of each cub bear, a brand which may any Mission Indian could identify. And then the four cubs were turned loose in the wild woods amid the great rejoicing of the bear dance. Well, sir, when spring broke in sunshine and budding trees, four young braves who were eager to become leaders in various songs and dances went forth in pursuit of the four cub bears that had been turned loose in early fall. As each man caught his prey in the forest, he always paid tribute to the Great Spirit. Listen. Well, sir, the next brave might go for days before his searching eyes would catch sight of a cub, but the day always came, yes, sir, it always did for the Indian, and then there was ambition, hope, and happiness in the man's heart. Listen. These were two little pretty girls who were sisters of the boy who had caught the bear. Well, sir, the third man who went out to find a marked cub, well, he had a kind of a hard time. He must catch his prey at night with a bearskin lariat and bring it in alive. The job was not easy, but, you know, the Indian never failed. And when his work was done, he also, just like the other fellows, paid tribute to the Indian god. Well, now, I know you're not going to believe what I'm telling you now, but it happened. The fourth brave who went bear hunting had the most severe test of all. He must kill his cub, and with bow and arrow, at the rise of sun. And sometimes he would pursue the cub for days. The little bear was not a cub any longer. It had been trained by the mother bear to avoid bow and arrow, and a sunrise shot was not easy. But like all the other braves, his time came. Yes, sir, the cub was killed, but all his vow was not fulfilled. He must skin the bear, take it out on the forest and on to the plain where fresh meat would attract roving coyotes. Backtracking from bait until the coyotes came in a bitter fight. Then, while the wild coyotes were tearing at each other, he must leap from hiding, run forth, and frighten away or conquer the coyotes in a hand-to-hand fight. Here he is. Well, sir, folks, you know, they tell me that the Indian was bitten and scratched and almost torn apart. But he subdued four wild coyotes with bare fists. During my skin, that Indian surely must have been a fighter. Well, sir, after which he did his native chant, and then he returned to camp, and he took the lead in a social dance in which all the tribe took part. And you know, friends, ever since that day, the bearskin social dance has been the outstanding ceremony of the tribe. Right now, out here in the pine forest of Big Bear Valley, and around a huge bonfire where I'm writing the story, the modern banker and the lawyer, the artist and the film star, yes, sir, the flapper and the long-nosed old maid, you know, the kind, the look and leap and look. Well, sir, they're all joining hands in a colorful circle and a social dance. Yes, sir, right here on the old Indian trail of Bear Valley in California 124 years ago. Now listen, you're going to hear it. So, folks, this is the old trapper speaking, and he's saying goodbye once more to you as the Indian did. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho.